the asset management plan for the recycled water system. Robert has got a lot of that done, so we've engaged on that. We need some more work done, and I'd like to have that completed prior to the adoption of the budget next year. And then an asset replacement funding strategy. Once we get that asset management plan, then we'll be able to come up with projections. How much money on an annual basis should we be investing in maintaining our infrastructure, and put that into the capital replacement funding strategy? So any questions on water reliability? Financial integrity. I like the fact that most of this is green. A few yellow that we are working on. Making sure we have financial capacity for reliable service. We're almost done with the long-range finance plan. We have been approving the budget on time and prudently managing our finances. The reserve policy going along with the long-range finance plan is substantially complete. We always do our audits annually, and for several years in a row, we have received the GFOA award for excellence in financial reporting on our annual reports. And then one item down there that shows yellow is two of them that show yellow relate to our rate structure. We've had discussions, as we talked about the long-range finance plan, about the Metropolitan Water District RTS charge now exceeding the property tax revenue, and so we're going to have to deal with that. And we definitely want to engage with the producers in that discussion. Our HR policies are current and understood. That is something we're updating the policy manual, the personnel manual. Right now, that should go to the committee probably in October. We're kind of in the final review of those updates, making sure that our employees are fully informed of our HR policies. And then, of course, the financial reporting that we do on a regular basis, quarterly, monthly, quarterly, and annually are listed there, including sharing that information with the staff. In terms of grants and MWD incentives, we haven't had a large capital improvement project to go after large federal or state grants. Although as we were wrapping up the planning and the strategic plan, we were also completing the large landscape retrofit project where we brought in several million dollars of money, both federal and state, to do the large landscape project. In fact, I went back and looked over the last 4 or 5 years, and this includes a large amount of money that came from Metropolitan for turf rebate, I think in 2015 or 16. And if you add that up, we received about $6.5 million in grants and incentives through Metropolitan and the federal government. So historically, we've done really well. And on the MWD side of this goal is we do really well. We continually work to maximize our use of available MWD funds for various programs, including our new bottled water fill stations. And then our pension and OPEB management, we just completed the actuarial update. We are looking at ways that we can pre-fund that obligation and manage it into the future. Workforce and governance, this is a long one, but I'll try and be brief. Safety and health, I feel we're in pretty good shape, safety and health on all those objectives. Our HR awareness of our staff, maintaining accountability. We do need to look at our performance evaluation process, make sure it's including business metrics and other performance metrics. So that's under evaluation. And evaluate a reward and incentive program, something that we need to get on. Other things I wanted to highlight on this is related to high performance team approach. We're doing well on that. There's a couple of areas where we could really spend some more time and effort and see if we can even further enhance performance of our team. Efficient workforce. One of the things on here that is in red is a, and I forgot it was in the strategic plan until I was looking at this, and it's a staffing needs assessment, something we wanted to do. It makes sense to do that prior to our budget preparation next year, so I'd like to pull the trigger and get that moving forward here in the next few months. This is our sense of it, and I hope the board agrees that the upper district staff and board communication are effective. We have been holding staff meetings after every board meeting for about a year now, and reporting to the staff the actions and discussions that the board is undertaking, so they're fully aware of what's going on. Efficient facility and systems, main part of that is our new building. So we're well underway. I didn't give us a green. We bought the building, but we're not moved in. And that won't turn green until we move in to the new building next year. And then efficient business processes. One of the things that we'd like to have is a central data warehouse. As we're going through some of the older files here at the district, one thing that we've started discussing is, do we start to archive some of those old files electronically? And we want to make sure it's done in a way where we can readily search and find documents that are stored electronically. Lastly, outreach and engagement. I like all the green on this. I think we're doing a really good job. We had to adjust significantly with COVID to the online classes and other forums to communicate. One of the things that, and I want the board to kind of pay attention to this, because we should do this. I think we should do this in probably January, February, that we said we would do in the strategic plan, is an annual governance improvement review. So where we sit down and have a little workshop, say, hey, what can we do better? What can we do differently? What's working? What's not working in terms of our board meetings, our committee meetings, our communication, and our governance? And so that's something we should make sure we get on the calendar for early in the year, probably after the organization meeting, the first meeting of the year. The other thing that we haven't really started on is the public perception survey. Something we wanted to get is, how does the public perceive us? Does the public understand where their water comes from? And create something that we can go out and gauge, how well are we communicating and educating in the community? And then the other one that is I need to work on, because it's my report, is I want to improve the general manager's report. It is the same format that was in place when I started here 2.5 years ago. So I like the way Jeff Keitlinger does his at Metropolitan, because it is formatted based on the strategic plan. And so we will work on that. I'm hoping by September, or certainly no later than October, we will have a new format for the general manager's report. And on that, if there's other information, whether it's in the general manager report or any of the board is seeking information you're not getting, let us know, and we'll make sure that that communication occurs. So in summary, it's been about 18 months. There were 93 objectives. 55 we have marked complete or substantially complete. 25 are in progress. And 13 we're thinking about, and we need to come up with a plan to execute those final objectives. So what are we doing next? We will continue to monitor the completed objectives. We don't want to just let those sit and assume everything's fine. We want to keep watching the performance. We'll continue to work on those objectives in progress, develop the plan and schedule for the remaining objectives. And I think it'd be a good idea after the first of the year, probably again around March, about 2 years into this, that we look at the strategic plan and say, hey, are these objectives still relevant? Are there new objectives that we should consider, or new goals? And so take another look and a review of the strategic plan early next calendar year. And with that, thank you for your attention. Are there any questions, comments?
Yes, members of the board, is there any questions for our general manager?
President Chavez?
Yes.
I thought you did a great job, Tom. And I forgot about the public perception survey we were going to do, but I think it's really important. So I'd like to have that be one of our discussion items when we get together again. But I like that idea. Thank you.
Other questions, Director Santana?
I know when we first reviewed this IRP, I really, it was a lot to take in, but now as we've moved along with it, I'm really impressed with all of the objectives and everything. What is the plan for the emergency preparedness in order to fulfill that?
I've assigned that to Robert Tock with some support from Evelyn and Patty. But there is the Public Water Agency group. That's a group of 17 producers. Many of our producers are members of that group. They have formed a separate emergency preparedness group and we've talked to Mike Holmes, who's the executive director of that, about joining that group so that we're working collaborative. But I think in this regard, it's something that, and because we have some particular interest from board members, I was going to talk to Chairman Chavez about possibly setting up a special ad hoc committee, emergency planning ad hoc committee. Sorry, Director Chavez, I hadn't spoken to you about that before, but that's one concept. So we have a focus from the board. Then we get staff focused on it. We collaborate with the producers and other water agencies and start to define what is Upper District's role in an emergency. And not to go into too much depth into it, we're not going to solve it today. But it's a challenge for Upper District because the drinking water deliveries come from metropolitan system and go directly to our producers. We don't have any of that infrastructure. So what would our role be in an emergency? And I think we do have a role in an emergency, certainly from a business operations of our facility. Yeah, we need to have an emergency plan. But that's something I think we need to delve into in a lot of detail. We might need to hire a consultant to assist us with that planning effort. But what I'd like to do is get that started here in the next few months so that we at least start making progress and then see if we can get something tangible done by early next year.
Excellent. Other questions? If not, Tom, excellent job, and congratulations to the board, too, for coming up with some of these ideas as well. So it's definitely a team effort. So thank everyone who participated. So with that, we'll go to the next item on the agenda, which is item number 8, attorney's report. So Mr. O'Neill. Stephen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was unmuting. Okay. Just a couple of things. Okay. It's been a quiet couple of weeks. We worked with staff on getting the biennial conflict of interest code filed with the county. Also finalized and executed the agreement with WLC Architects. Worked with Elena on some e-signature protocols and attended the relevant committee meetings. But I just wanted to raise to the board that we're planning to have a closed session on September 9th where we will have the general manager's performance review. And what I'm hoping to do is to send out to the board members the GM performance evaluation forms. That'll go out to the board. And I believe the general manager is also going to send the board a memo kind of summarizing the performance issues and the achievements of the last year. And what I'd like to do is send the forms out, have all of you fill them out, send them back to me. And then I found in the past that it's helpful where my office will compile all those ratings and comments into one form. So you'll have one form that has all five directors' ratings and comments on it. And that will be distributed in advance of the September 9th closed session. So that's the plan I'd like to put forth for the GM performance review. And I'd love to get any feedback or questions on that, because otherwise that concludes my attorney report.
Well, definitely that's what we have done in the past, and it has worked out very well for all of us. So if there's any other comments from directors, then we will move forward. Any comments on the general manager's performance? Okay, so Mr. Attorney, that's what we'll do then. We look forward to the questionnaire. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
We'll go to item number 9, general manager's report. Tom.
Yeah, so you have the written report in the package. A couple of things to highlight there. Elena just popped into my office and reminded me that we've been adding these gardening classes, the edible gardening classes, and they're filling up. So we have one this week full. We have scheduled one for September 9th. It is already full. So tremendously popular. I should sign in early because I want to see what's going on. That's a really good job by staff. The other thing is, of course, you've seen the videos that have been posted, the newsletters going out, with some videos. I think that's been very effective. And early on in COVID, we quickly, I give Patty and her team credit, quickly adapted our messaging to things that people can do at home, related to water conservation and water education. Evelyn and I had a call with Tony Zampiello and Kelly Gardner yesterday. As we're approaching the end of the water year, into the fall season, Water Master is assembling, completing their accounting for the year. And so in that discussion, it does appear that the RDA assessment will generate sufficient money to fully cover the Metropolitan Purchase Agreement. And then producers have requested cyclic storage deliveries that add up to about 10,000 acre feet. And there's another part of the Water Master's accounting process, probably another 2,000 acre feet or so, they'll be added on to that. So we're talking about whether we just take that out of the Mets, you know, pay down the Met cyclic account early, or is some of that going to be delivered as wet water? And we're working very closely with Water Master on that. From a financial perspective, we budgeted the amount of water that is obligated under the Metropolitan Purchase Agreement. And this will add about 12,000 acre feet to that. So it does look like our water sales this year will be well over budget. That's certainly good to see. Don't know yet exactly what the final numbers are, but we're coordinating with Water Master on that. That concludes my report.
Thank you. Any questions for our general manager on his report? Mm-hmm. Yeah. If not, then we'll move forward to item number 10, director's comments. And we'll start off with Director Santana.
I just wanted to give a quick congrats to Patty, who she was the moderator for a webinar of how has COVID-19 impacted the water sector recently, and she did a great job. Thank you.
Oh, excellent. And we'll go to Dr. Fellow.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three things to talk about today. One is I tuned into the Urban Water Institute webinar, which was outstanding last week. Patricia Mulroy, Felicia Marcus, and John Thornton, who was the moderator. And was outstanding, I have to tell you. And Patricia Mulroy talked about the quantitative agreement on the Colorado River and how that's coming along. And now it's in a state where they're all working together, hopefully. And if one goes, she says they're all going to go off a cliff. So it's important we work together. And one interesting fact she gave is she said the state of Nevada has taken enough sod out to go around the world, and there's enough sod to go around the world, which is amazing. And she said we ought to keep up the conservation efforts. She talked about how little is being done by California at the Salton Sea, and she said it's important that we get that done. And she talked about some things that Director Trevino and I've always pushed, and that's innovation. She says we have to become even more innovative in the future. And this is the first time she talked about desalinization. She said we have to do more recycling, and certainly conservation and moving water voluntarily is something that she talked about. And you talked about we should have relationships with the industrial sector. They're very important when it comes to water technology and in conservation. And could I congratulate the Urban Water Institute. It was an outstanding talk. Then I gave a talk to the Rotary Club of Monrovia, and that was the most interesting comment I ever got, which was a very interesting group. And one lady said, we're wasting a lot of water washing our hands with the COVID and whether she should stop doing it. And I said, no, use as much water as you want. That's horrible. But a wonderful group of people. And then finally, I'd like to adjourn today in memory of Ronald Denton. He was the Los Angeles representative on the Metropolitan Water District from 2004 to 2007, one of my colleagues. Very nice guy who died last week. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And then we'll go to Director Trevino.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just have one comment. Have we given any thought to Patty or Tom on demanding our fair share of funds from the state greenhouse gas reduction funds to reclaim our groundwater by cleaning up contaminants and building more water recycling plants and enhancing conservation strategies? As our snowpacks decline in the San Gabriel Mountains because of climate change, it means less water getting into our aquifers, and contaminants are concentrating with less water. Also, climate change money right now is being spent protecting the expensive coastal properties from sea level rise, as well as protecting the farmers who are not producing anything in the Bay Delta. We ought to look at using some of that greenhouse gas money, gas reduction fund money, to work with helping our disadvantaged communities. Any thought on that, Patty or Tom? Are we supporting that? Are we looking at that at all?
Yeah, Director Trevino, we will look into that. No, we have not, not in any great detail or depth, but we will certainly look into that and report back.
Thank you. Nothing else.
Thank you. And we'll go to Mr. Vice President Contreras. Al, you just muted yourself.
There we go.
There you go.
Thank you. Following Tom's presentation, just if I remember correctly, about a year and a half ago, we approved to join the emergency preparedness with Mike Holmes, and I think our fee was $10,000. I believe we paid that about 10 years ago, so we are part of a emergency preparedness group. Other than that, I have nothing else to say.
Okay, great, thank you. And then for myself, Tom, and this might come under a future agenda items, but Tom, I was wondering about the new building. Are we going to have any parking spots available for electric vehicles, and do we have the infrastructure to place those there as a public utility agency? I think it's great policy to have something there that will, you know, help, you know, the public. I know some employees have electric vehicles as well. I think it's just a great show for us and a great system that a lot of people will utilize. So do we have anything on there on our plans or?
We hadn't considered spots available for the public, but we did plan to put in at least a couple of charging stations for employee use. But we'll evaluate having them out in where it's publicly accessible.
Okay, so if you could come back with some kind of report, that would be great. Thank you. Other than that, that concludes item number 10. We'll go to item number 11, future agenda items. Anyone wishing to add anything to the agenda may do so now. If not, we'll go to item 14, since we're not going to have closed session. So, Tom, any other information that we need to take place for our meeting here?
No, that concludes staff's items for the day.
Okay. With that, then that concludes all our. That concludes all our. I hear feedback. So that concludes our agenda. And with that, I will move to adjourn. Thank you for joining us.